tira vana chariya muna tira vana chariya muna tira jayo ratta madhava kuncha vihari jaya jaya goranitai goranitai jaya goranitai jaya goranitai jaya jaya jagannath jagannath jaya Varade jaya subhaja jaya jaya dukmini dogadesh dukmini dogadesh dukmini dogadesh dukmini dogadesh jaya prabhupada prabhupada jaya prabhupada jaya prabhupada jaya 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 prabhupada 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 jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Om Vishnu Padapana Mahamsa Parila Chakcharya Ashtodala Sattva Shri Srima His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada Ki Jaya His Confounded Acharya His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Padapana Mahamsa Parila Jakcharya Ashtodana Sattva Shri Shrima His Divine Grace Shira Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Sri Vasade Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogobinang Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govadan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapu Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagnapuri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Chamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai Arirama Sankirtan Ki Jai Iskan Yutagadam Ki Jai Nithai Gaura Pramanandi Haribo Haribo All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhi Hare Krishna All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhi Hare Krishna All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhi Hare Krishna All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayana Namaskrityam Naran Chaiva Narottamam Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udidayet Nasta Prayeshu Avadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavadi Udamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Third Canto, Chapter 2, Text Number 33. I just speak that verse, actually. Because there's lots of to say this verse. Vasha tindre. No, I have to speak these words because of the dots of to say. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Vashan tindre rajaha kopat bhakna mane tivivala gocha dilatapatrena trato Batra Nugri Natat Vashantrinde Raja Kopat Bhagna Ne Tivivala Gotra Dila Tapatrena Trato Batra Nugri Natat Vashantintre Raja Kopa Bhagna Mane Tivit Vala Gotra Dina Tapatrena Trato Badra Nugrit Nata Vashantintre Raja Kopa Bhagna mane tivit vala Gotra dina tapatrena Trato badra nugrinata Vashatindre vachakopa Should I do that? Okay. Madhajis. I'm so sorry, because there's no purport to these words. So Ajita Prabhu just told me that usually if there's no purport to the verse, So we should not speak, you know, we should go to the next verse. So, but I didn't know that. I'm so sorry. So anyway, I will just go to the next verse anyhow. Okay. So translation to this verse. O sober Vidura, King Indra, his honor have been insulted, poured water incessantly on Vrindavan, and as the inhabitants of Raja, the land of cows, were greatly distressed. But the compassionate Lord Krishna saved them from danger with his pastime umbrella, the Govardhan Hill. So I'll just read the next verse myself. Sarachi shi karai mishtam manayam rajani mukam gayankara padam reme srinamadana madana. Translation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In the third season of the year, the Lord endured as the central beauty of the assembly of women by attracting them with his pleasing psalms in an autumn night brightened by moonshine. Purport. Before leaving the land of cows, Vrindavan, the Lord pleased his young girlfriends, the transcendental gopis, in his rasa-lila pastimes. Here, Uddhava stopped his description of the Lord's activities. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the third canto, second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Remembrance of Lord Krishna. Om Agyanati Minandasya Agyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Pishtam Stapidan Yena Bhutare Swayam Rupa Kadama Hyam Dadati Swam Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Lakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Narita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Vishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakaupataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnanebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Shri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Binda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Sharachasi Karai Mrishtam Manayam Rajani Mukam Gayankara Padam Reme Srina Madana Madana. Translation again. In the third season of the year, the Lord endured as the central beauty of the assembly of women by attracting them with his pleasing psalms in an autumn night brightened by moonshine. So in the previous verse, Uddhava, he was actually telling the pastime of Lord Krishna's lifting of Govardhan Hill to Vidura. Uddhava, he was telling Vidura, saying, O sober Vidura, King Indra, his honor had been insulted, poured water incessantly on Vrindavan. And as the inhabitants of Raja, the land of cows, were greatly distressed. But the compassionate Lord Krishna saved them from danger with his pastime umbrella, the Govardhan Hill. So there was one time Nanda Maharaj, along with the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they have collected lots of things for worshipping King Indra. Because Nanda Maharaj was, they were Vaishya communities. So Vaishya communities means, you know, the main activities is agriculture, tending the cow, trade, banking, like that, you know. So in order to have a successful agriculture, then you have to have sufficient rain. So Nanda Maharaj, along with the inhabitants of Vrindavan, so they collected lots of items to worship King Indra. Because King Indra is the controller of the rain. But somehow or other, Lord Krishna doesn't like this idea. So somehow or other, Lord Krishna convinced his father, Nanda Maharaj, not to continue that sacrifice called Indra Yagya. And he told his father, Nanda Maharaj, instead of continue with the Indra Yagya, better just use all the items, worship the cows and go downhill. So he was telling his father to do like that. So out of love for the son, so Nanda Maharaj followed Lord Krishna's instructions. And then this action made King Indra very angry. So when Indra understood that the sacrifice which was to be offered by the cowherd man in Vrindavan had been stopped by Krishna, he became very angry. And he vented his anger upon the inhabitants of Vrindavan who were herded by Nanda Maharaj. Although Indra knew perfectly well that Krishna was personally protecting them. As the director of different kinds of crowds, Indra called for the Samvartaka. So he called this Samvartaka crowds. So Prabhupada explained, you know, this crowd. This crowd is invited when there is a need to devastate the whole cosmic manifestation. It's a really big, you know, very heavy, big crowd. The Samvartaka was ordered by Indra to go over Vrindavan and inundate the whole area with an extensive flood. Demonically, Indra thought himself to be the all-powerful Supreme Personality. When demons become very powerful, they defy the supreme controller, the personality of Godhead. Indra, though not a demon, was puffed up by his material position. And he wanted to challenge the supreme controller. He thought himself, at least for the time being, as powerful as Krishna. So Indra, he was thinking that he's at this moment, I'm as powerful as the Supreme Lord Krishna. That's the mentality of, you know, Indra. Usually, in this material world, when someone has lots of money or occupied a, high position in the society, like, you know, the president of the states, then, you know, he will think that, you know, he is Lord of everything. So similarly here, Indra is the same thing. Yeah. So Indra said, just see the impudence of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They are simply inhabitants of the forest. But being infatuated with their friends, Krishna, who is nothing but an ordinary human being, they have dared to defy the demigods. Krishna has declared in the Bhagavad Gita that the worshippers of the demigods are not very intelligent. He has also declared that one has to give up all kinds of demigod worship and simply concentrate on Krishna consciousness. Krishna's invoking the anger of Indra and later on chastising him is a clear indication to his devotees that those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness has no need to worship any demigod. Even if it is found that the demigod has become angry, Krishna gives his devotees all protection, and they should completely dependent on his mercy. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna to declare it boldly that my devotee shall never be vanquished. Kaunteya prajanihi name bhakta pranashati. So Prabhupada also said here that Krishna will always protect his devotees. Indra cursed the action of the inhabitants of Vrindavan and said, by defying the authority of demigods, the inhabitants of Vrindavan will suffer immaterial existence. Having ignited the sacrifice to the demigods, they cannot cross over the impediment of the ocean of material existence. So this is the curse, of King Indra. Yeah. Indra further declared, these cowherd men in Vrindavan have neglected my authority on the advice of this talkative boar who is known as Krishna. He is nothing but a child. And by believing this child, they have enraged me. Yeah. See how angry King Indra became. Thus, he ordered the Samantaka crowd to go and destroy the prosperity of Vrindavan. The men of Vrindavan, said Indra, have become too puffed up over their material appearance and are overconfident due to the presence of the teeny friend, Krishna. He is simply talkative, childish, and unaware of the complete cosmic situation. Although he is thinking himself very, very advanced in knowledge, because they have taken Krishna so seriously, they must be punished. They should be destroyed with their cows. So that's the mentality of, King Indra. Yeah. So in this way, Indra ordered the Samantaka crowd to go to Vrindavan and inundate the place. It is indicated here that in the villages or outside the towns, the inhabitants must depend on the cows for their prosperity. When the cows are destroyed, the people are destitute of all kinds of opulence. Actually, Prabhupada, he used to tell us that if one can have a piece of land and have a couple of cows, then all your economic problem will be solved. So here, Prabhupada, he was saying the same thing. Yeah. When King Indra ordered the Samantaka and companion crowds to go to Vrindavan, the crowds were afraid of doing these mischiefs. So even the Samantaka crowd himself knows it is a mischief. But King Indra assured them, you go ahead and I will also go, riding on my elephant, accompanied by great storms, and I shall apply all my strength to punishing the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So ordered by King Indra, all the dangerous crowds appeared above Vrindavan and began to pour water incessantly with all their strength and power. There was constant lightning and thunder, blowing of severe wind, and incessant falling of rain. The rain seemed to fall like piercing sharp arrows. By pouring water as thick as pillars, without cessation, the clouds gradually filled all the lands in Vrindavan with water. So, you know, the rain was so heavy. Yeah, here it is described that the pouring water as thick as pillars. Yeah, it reminds me of a saying in Chinese, "Chimpendai." Chimpendai is similar meaning. You know, that means the rain is as thick as the, you know, a basin of water. You just, you know, water coming like that, you know. Yeah, Chimpendai. Yeah. And there was no visible distinction between higher and lower land because there was so much water. So there was no visible distinction between higher and lower land. The situation was very dangerous, especially for the animals. Yeah. The rainfall was accompanied by great winds, and every living creature in Vrindavan began to tremble from the severe cold. Unable to find any other source of deliverance, they all approached Govinda to take shelter at his lotus feet. So that is the mentality of the devotees. Whenever there is difficulty comes, or danger comes, that makes them surrender more to the Supreme Lord Krishna. Yeah. Just like it reminds me of Draupadi, you know. When Draupadi was in that difficult situation, because the Kauravas want to rip away his saris in order to see her naked beauty, you see. So in that difficult situation, first of all, he tried to hold her sari, you know, on her own. But, you know, the sari is slowly coming out. It cannot hold. And then finally, he surrendered everything by lifting her two arms. Krishna, Krishna, chanting names of Krishna. And then Krishna immediately supplied unlimited length of saris in order to protect her. Yeah. Similarly, in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Queen Kunti, she was also praying to Lord Krishna, saying, Vipata santu tasasva tacha tacha jagaguro bhavato dashana yasya apunam bhava dashana. Queen Kunti was praying to Lord Krishna, saying that I wish all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated birth and death. So actually, Queen Kunti is praying for the difficulties to come, because when difficulty comes, that makes her surrender more to Krishna, so that she can see Krishna more and more. And that is the perfection of the life of the devotee. To see Krishna more and more. Yeah. So similarly, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are doing the same thing. Yeah. And then they approach Govinda to take shelter at his daughter's feet. The cows especially, being much aggrieved from the heavy rain, bowed down the herds and taking their calves underneath their bodies. they approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead to take shelter of his lotus feet. At that time, all inhabitants of Vrindavan began to pray to Lord Krishna. Dear Krishna, they prayed, you are all powerful and you are very affectionate to your devotees. Now, please protect us who have been much harassed by angry Indra. So, they prayed to Krishna like this. So upon hearing the prayer, Krishna could understand that Indra, being bereft of his sacrificial honor, was pouring down rain that was accompanied by heavy pieces of ice and strong winds. Although all this was out of season, Krishna understood that this was a deliberate exhibition of anger by Indra. He therefore concluded, this demigod, who thinks himself supreme, has shown his great anger. But I shall answer him according to my position, and I shall teach him that he is not autonomous in managing universal affairs. I am the supreme lord over all, and I shall thus take away his false prestige, which has risen from his power. The demigods are my devotees, and therefore it is not possible for them to forget my supremacy. But somehow or other, he has become puffed up with material power, and thus is now maddened. I shall act in such a way as to relieve him of this false prestige. I shall give protection to my pure devotee in Vrindavan, who are at present completely dependent on my mercy, and whom I have taken completely under my protection. Kuntiya Padijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashati. Again, Krishna was saying here, Krishna is always protecting his devotee. I must save them by my mystic power. So thinking in this way, Lord Krishna immediately picked up Govardhan Hill with one hand, exactly as a child picks up a mushroom from the ground. Thus, he exhibited his transcendental pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill. Lord Krishna then addressed his devotees, my dear brothers, my dear father, my dear inhabitants of Vrindavan, you can now safely enter under the umbrella of Govardhan Hill, which I have just lifted. Do not be afraid of the hill and think that it will fall from my hand. You have been too much afflicted by the heavy rain and strong wind. Therefore, I have lifted this hill, which will protect you exactly like a huge umbrella. I think this is a proper arrangement to relieve you of your immediate distress. Be happy along with your animals underneath this great umbrella. So being assured by Lord Krishna, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan entered beneath this great hill along with the property and animals, and they all appeared to be safe. And very mystical thing is, Krishna lifted that Govardhan Hill for 7 days and seven nights. And all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are not feeling any hunger, thirst, nothing, you know. It's really amazing. Yeah, it's really amazing. And then King Indra, the king of heaven, was thunderstruck and baffled in his determination. So King Indra came to his sense, and he called for all the clouds and asked them to desist. So when the sky became completely cleared of all clouds and there was sunrise again, the strong wind stopped. At that time, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, now known as the lifter of the of Govardhan Hill, Giridhari, said, "My dear cowherd man, now you can leave and take your wives, children, cows, and valuables, because everything is ended. The inundation has gone down, along with the swelling water of the river." And here in this verse today, Uddhava, he is telling Vidura this story to Vidura like that, you know. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, from Sangeetam, yes.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. You know, my question is, you know, sometimes we met somebody on the street and sometimes you explain about then God is so great and he can lift the, you know, great mountain and is, you can see it is very difficult to understand for them that, you know, even some of them, they accept, okay, God is great, but it's very difficult to, you know, understand, and he can be like, come here, he's like in human form, and he can live that. So is it, did you have this similar kind of experience, and did you, you know, what you told to them in that time, you know, if you have experience, you know?
His questions, if we are telling people that God, you know, he can lift a mountain with his hands, then people will not be able to understand. The mind blowing for them. It's like, so how, what is the proper way to tell people that, to convince people about this, God can lift, you know, I would say that God is omnipotent. There are so many things so great in this world. They are all created by God, like the vast Pacific Ocean. So not none of the human beings can create big Pacific Ocean like that. And also, there are so many stars in the sky, the sun, the moon, the earth, the planet. Nobody can create, but God, he can create all those things. So if God can create all those things, wonderful, gigantic, you know, planet, why not he, you know, he can lift a mountain with his hands? So I would try to explain in this way, you know. Maybe somebody else have some other, you know, thoughts. Maharaj, would you have something? Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for your answer. I would just add just one little thing. I think you made clear that the way you convince somebody is by love. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
But in other words, by your loving expression, you'll be able to convince them that this did happen, that Krishna held up Govardhan Hill. He didn't hold it up with his hand. He held it up with his little pinky, the left one, by the way, if you want to be precise. I mean, you don't have to be, but he had it on his hand. But most important, I think we need to understand, at least I try to, is that when a devotee is flooded and filled and overwhelmed with pure love, it's not merely a word, like I'm saying, pure love, but it carries with it an expression, a feeling, like a fragrance from a flower. So it carries that with it. If a flower is dead, it has no fragrance. But when a flower is fully alive in the springtime, it carries a fragrance and it surrounds and embraces and everyone or anyone who is there cannot help but feel the effect of that flower. Similarly, a person who is a pure devotee and is flooded with and filled with love for Krishna, he will surround, he will embrace, he will overcome persons with that love. It is a tangible thing, not merely a word. It is something you feel. It is uplifting. It's strengthening. It's overwhelming. These are just words too, but they are expressing the idea that you're not the same person that you were before the overwhelming effect of the Lord. In other words, when the Lord surrounds us, conquers us like that, we feel different than we did before the Lord did that. And when we feel that difference, we know that the Lord is powerful because we're feeling that power on ourselves. And if we're feeling that power on ourselves, we can certainly extend that idea that if the Lord has so much power to make me feel so much bliss and love and happiness and strength, then surely if he wanted, he could pick up not only a mountain, but he could pick up the whole world with his finger. Mm. So we need to understand by the fact, by love. So it is very difficult for any ordinary devotee to convince a non-devotee that this happened. Generally, they think it's nothing more than a comic book or something, something make-believe, fantasy. Okay? So that's the difference. You have no power, the person thinks it's fantasy. You have power, the person will think there's something there because I'm not the same right now as I was before he started speaking and expressing.
Thank you, Maharaj. So are there anything else? Any other questions or comments? So we'll stop here. Thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Hari Guru.